The event most looked forward to was the coming of the dancers from Toranby One. Being the biggest village, it was supposed to provide the best show. As their performance was expected to attract a large crowd, a fence was built around the dancing ground. Traditionally, men built fences to guard secrets from the eyes of women, but this fence had a practical purpose. It made it possible for the organisers of the event to charge an admission fee of around 20 cents from those who came to watch rather than participate. The fence was made from the leaves of the sago palm. Unfortunately, when the day came, it was pouring with rain. This was sad for the women, who continued to dance outside, not being allowed to enter a house tambourine. Eventually the rain eased up, and the men ventured out of doors to join the women in their celebration. The group from Toranby One included two imaginary characters from the swamp, an old man and an old woman, both played by men. From time to time, the instructions of the spirits were relayed by long flutes, and when they'd finished speaking, the drums would be sounded and dancing would begin all over again. During the celebrations, food was available on the sidelines. Toranby Two provided a banquet of pork and rice as payment to the dancers from Toranby One. Many brought their own food, mostly pancakes made from sago. All members of the Toranby community were involved in this important event, from the very young to the very old. Since they're built to last, the opening of a new spirit house is something seen only once in a lifetime, and only then if you're lucky.